Bitcoin falls below 80K as hot jobs data lifts. Hawkish Fed bets. Bitcoin fell below $80,000 on September 5, 2026, after a stronger-than-expected U.S. jobs report cut into hopes for near-term Federal Reserve rate cuts. The August non-farm payrolls print showed employers adding 162,000 jobs, more than five times the average monthly gain over the previous year, according to reporting from CryptoSlate. Bitcoin traded at 79,150 thries as of the morning of September 5th, down 1.75% over 24 hours, with an intraday low near 78,660s. The move was not isolated to crypto. Wall Street closed lower the same session, with Reuters reporting that solid labor data fueled hawkish Fed bets across equities. The read-through is the same in both markets. A labor market this warm gives the Fed room to hold rates higher for longer, which pulls liquidity away from risk assets. The escape hatch that closed for weeks, the bull case leaned on a cooling labor market that would force the Fed's hand toward cuts. August payrolls took that argument off the table. A gain of 162,000 jobs is not a recession signal. It is the opposite, and it removes the Fed has to ease soon narrative that had been supporting the run toward $80,000. Rate expectations move crypto through a straightforward channel. Higher for longer policy means a stronger case for holding dollars and short-term treasuries, both of which pay a real yield while Bitcoin pays none. When the odds of a September cut fade, the opportunity cost of holding a non-yielding asset rises, and marginal buyers step back. That repricing showed up fast across the majors. The sell-off spread across majors. The pullback was broad rather than Bitcoin-specific, which points to a macro driver rather than a crypto-native one. As of September 5, 2026, Bitcoin 79,053, down 1.75% on the day, still up 2.53% over 7 days. Ether, 2,451, down 2.22%. XRP, 140, down 3.44%, the weakest of the large caps. Solana, 101,178, down 1.87%. BNB, 7,022.54, down 0.22%. The most resilient XRP led the losses on the day, giving back part of a week that analysts had framed as a potential base for another leg higher. BNB held up best, sliding less than 0.25%. The uniform direction across five uncorrelated tokens is the tell. This was a liquidity and rates story, not a project-level one. Worth noting against the red, the fear and greed index still read 75, or greed, even after the drop. Sentiment had not flipped to fear, which suggests the market treated the payrolls print as a repricing, rather than a regime change, at least at the time of writing. The next catalyst is September 11th CPI, with the labor market removing the case for patience. Attention shifts to inflation. The September 11th Consumer Price Index release is now the next decisive volatility event for Bitcoin, per CryptoSlate. A hot CPI would reinforce the higher-for-longer view and pressure risk assets further. A soft print would revive the cut narrative that August payrolls just undercut. That setup leaves Bitcoin range-bound on macro headlines rather than crypto fundamentals for now. Traders positioning around the CPI date should treat the current level as contested rather than settled. This is analysis of the published data, not a price forecast, and none of it is financial advice. The angle for spenders and savers. For anyone holding stablecoins or spending from a crypto balance, a higher-for-longer rate environment is not all downside. The same yields that pressure Bitcoin also make dollar-denominated holdings more attractive, which is part of why stablecoin spending has stayed sticky through volatile stretches. Spending a USDC or USDT balance sidesteps the mark-to-market swings that hit anyone funding purchases directly from BTC or ETH. The mechanics matter here. Funding a card purchase from a volatile asset means every swipe locks in that day's price. So a 2% down day is a 2% haircut on spending power. Cards that let you spend a stable balance, rather than a volatile one, remove that timing risk, which is a bigger deal on days when the whole market reprices on a single macro number,